The Ghana National Association of Teachers is urging the public to avoid politicizing issues leading to the strike by organized labor across the country. Speaking on Unique, be wrong for politics to take center stage, that it will shift the focus of the strike. Already, students in public schools are left redundant in their classrooms following the strike. The Greater Accra Regional Secretary of NAT, Gifty Apambi, and the Accra Metro Regional Secretary, Daniel Afadu, both admitted that although they do not take delight in going on strike, they have been let down by government. Here are excerpts of the interview.
Nobody takes delight in going on strike.
I see.
Nobody. And nobody takes delight in seeing another person suffering. But when you have reached, it is between life and death. And the strong must fight for the weak. Those who are going to go on retirement are going to go alone. And they go for their pension retirement benefits alone. A law has been passed because of what we saw in 2004. Unless, of course, government is telling us that the parliament did not do any due diligence in passing this act into law. If anybody has deceived the other, then it is government that has deceived us.
What is the deceit?
We have passed recommendations of the Presidential Commission on Pension into an act.
Yeah.
And they went ahead to implement some of the things that were outlined. Now, at the last minute, you are saying that you will impose a fund manager on us, which we do not understand, because the Pension Act requires that there should be competition. And if you give all the funds to one person, where will the competition come from?
But the same Pension Act sections 129 and 211 talks about the fact that as an employer of public sector workers, they have that position, that power, as it were, to appoint a trustee or trustees in relation to the second tier pension scheme.
At the various occupational levels, government has its representatives.
Okay.
In the GES, every appointment letter that is given to a teacher is given by the GES. Unless we are saying that these agencies that are representing government at the various occupational levels are not mandated. So if we are representing government and they are part of the trustees of these various occupational schemes, we don't see where government is saying that they are not the people controlling. Because for the GES pension scheme, the GES director is a chairman of the trustees.
We have only put the trustees in place, and the trustees, they are just giving policy direction to the fund. Trustees who among others appoint fund managers who give investment advice and also appoint custodians who keep the money.
What at all is wrong if you accept the proposal coming from government?
No,
what with Pensions Alliance Trust?
The quote is that one, we see that if you say government, I don't know what the government by government what we mean. We mean that every state institution works for and on behalf of government. So if we have gone through a process with government appointees, and the thing they say should be occupational based, I don't see no reason why. So I don't know whether the by government they mean that only political office holders that are.
So this is where you have your beef.
That is where
you're picking against Pensions Alliance.
Yes, yes.
No, indeed, it is not going to ensure competition. It will be like another second split, which will not be in the interest of workers. Nobody should bring in politics into this.
Okay.
It is about our lives.
Okay.
One dangerous thing any human leader would do is to associate yourself with a political grouping. Our membership is in hundreds of thousands, and we don't tell you that all these hundreds of thousands of members belong to one political grouping. When it comes to fighting a common cause, I think political affiliation doesn't count. Mm-hmm.
You heard excerpts of an interview with the teachers on the strike by public sector workers over their second-tier pension contributions. Now, government and organized labor are engaged in resolving the impasse over the second-tier pension scheme.